Blog Talk Radio.
Santa Claus, go straight to the ghetto. Hitch up your reindeer, go straight to the ghetto. Santa Claus, go straight to the ghetto. Fill every stocking you find, the kids are gonna love you so. Leave a toy for Johnny, leave a doll for Mary, leave something pretty for Donnie, and don't forget about Gary. Santa Claus, go straight to the ghetto. Santa Claus, go straight to the ghetto. Tell him James Brown sent you. Go straight to the ghetto. You know that I know what you will see, 'cause that was once me. Hit it, hit it. You see mothers and soul brothers. Santa Claus, go straight to the ghetto. Santa Claus, oh Lord, go straight to the ghetto. Fill every stocking you find, the kids are gonna love you so. Fill every stocking you find, they know that they need you so. I'm begging you, Santa Claus, go straight to the ghetto. If anyone wanna know, tell him Hank Ballard stole, so. Santa Claus, go straight to the ghetto. Never thought I'd realize I'd be singing a song with water in my eyes. Santa Claus, go straight to the ghetto. Don't leave nothing for me, I've had my chance, you see. Santa Claus, go straight to the ghetto. Santa Claus, a soul brother needs so. Santa Claus.
Friday Eve, everybody. Welcome to another edition of Relationships 360 Degrees. And I'm Tiffany Williams-Jallo, relationship enthusiast and host of this program, which airs Thursday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern, right here on Blog Talk Radio. In our Relationships 360, my guests and I provide you with expert advice to help you repair, build, and maintain enriching, positive, long-lasting relationships. And tonight we're going to help you with your budgeting for the holidays so that you can avoid that mountain of holiday debt in the new year. And I'm telling you, we have the perfect guest for tonight's topic. J.C. Ray is a Christmas holiday plus money and shopping expert and the queen of no green, she's known as. She's a budgetista. That means she knows how to get things with spending little to no money, and she's going to share her secrets with you tonight. And we'll talk about her website, ChristmasWithLove.com, and latest book project. She's written several books, many of them on relationship topics. She's also an award-winning country singer. And if you're lucky, you can win a CD with J.C. Ray singing five of her favorite Christmas songs. And we'll tell you how you can win in a moment. But first, let me welcome tonight's guest, JC to the show. JC, thanks for stopping by Relationships 360. We're very happy to have you tonight.
Thanks for having me, Tiffany. Obviously, this is like one of my favorite things in the world, so it's lots of fun.
Absolutely. If you guys take a look at her website, ChristmasWithLove.com, you'll definitely see why, and we're definitely going to delve into the site and all that's on the site tonight. But first, I want to hear about your latest relationship book you've written.
Well, that was Winning Points with the Woman in Your Life, One Touchdown at a Time, with Simon & Schuster. And it began, you know how you have those nagging things in the back of your head that you're like, you should do this, and you're like, I don't want to do it. And finally, when you do it, it's like a relief. That's what this book was. Now, I have my degrees in psychology, and I dealt with relationships myself, but other people's I helped them with. And I was actually dating somebody who worked for the Oakland Raiders, and I was sitting around watching all these guys, and I was going, man, you guys need to learn to win some points with the women in your life, and that's where it came from. So I was like, even though I had been involved with the football world, I didn't know how in the world I was going to marry the two subjects. And so I ignored that nagging thing that was just annoying the heck out of me for about 4 months. And it took about a year and a half to write, because I did surveys among people, because I didn't just want it from my psychology perspective. And there you go. That's where it came from.
Awesome. And where can our listeners get a copy of your book? I did see it mentioned on your website and all over the Internet. It looks very interesting. Where can our listeners buy that?
I believe you can get it at Barnes & Noble's, Amazon.com. And I think it's also available on Simon & Schuster, or you can go to my winningromance.com website and order it through them, but it still goes through Amazon. So,
yeah, guys, she has a lot of websites. She's a very, very busy woman. We're going to talk about your music career, all of that tonight on Relationships 360. And, of course, we're going to be talking about our topic, paying for the holidays. Before we do that, I want to talk about your affinity for Christmas. You are a Christmas fanatic. You have an entire website dedicated to Christmas, as I mentioned before, ChristmasWithLove.com. Why are you so fascinated with the holiday and spreading the cheer of the holiday with others?
Well, this isn't just say, oh, please feel sorry for me, blah, blah, blah. You know, a lot of people didn't have a good Christmas when they were growing up, and I certainly did not have good Christmases growing up. And good Christmas doesn't mean that you have to have all these gifts or a Christmas tree. It just meant that I didn't have a Christmas, unless I was at my grandmother's. So it was always something I wanted. I wanted that Charles Dickens thing. You know, and how many people have that, actually? Not many. So that was where the affinity came for. But then I started being around a lot of children as I was helping them. I was a CASA, which is a court-appointed special advocate for children. And I just decided that I wanted to put up something. People saw my house. My house looks like Macy's at Christmas, okay? Because I would go after Christmas sales, and that's how you can get a lot of things for really cheap. And I would get them for dirt cheap, and sometimes for just the cost of sales tax. So my house is decorated like Christmas. I know. So my house is very, very, very much decorated, over-decorated, my husband would say. But I love it so much. And then I was realizing, you know, I should really put my knowledge up for the children, because the children, that's what it's all about. Adults can have their own fun, but children really need to have these questions, like, why does Santa Claus become old? And how did he become old, you know? And the answer is, well, he's not really old. He's really a hidden child, you know? So things like that. So I put up this website because Christmas is for kids, but it's also for adults like me who are kids at heart. It's for everybody, because Christmas isn't about the gifts. It's about the spirit. So that's what that was about. And I wanted children to have a safe place to go, because when I was looking up for places, sometimes I'd put in Christmas and it would not be so great. So that's why I put Christmas with Love up. And it was just a passion. And it ended up being more and more and more pages that I would cover.